And joining us now on the Ace Ticket Hotline from the Patriots locker room is a member of the winning team tonight, Dane Fletcher. Dane, congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
And we were just talking about the weather because it's been such a factor and it's been such a theme for this game tonight. Did the weather affect you or your teammates at all in this game?
I mean, to a certain extent, you just got to think about how you play and, you know, what they're going to do more so than anything. As far as me, you know, I'm from Montana, so I kind of like this weather.
You're used to it. The way football is supposed to be played, some would say, Dane.
Absolutely.
Dane, on the play in which you guys punted away late in the overtime and you ended up getting the football there, you know, just from a football standpoint, on that play, who is that on special teams when you are receiving a punt and you got to make sure that, you know, you don't end up touching the football if it's a fair catch? Who's the responsibility on a play like that?
As far as them?
Yeah, as far as Denver goes.
I mean, it's a tough play. It's just kind of tough. You know, that minute that he kind of gives the signal to everybody to get away, you know, sometimes there's not enough time for those gunners to get away from it and whatnot. So, and the jammers out there and just kind of everybody if you're hustling to the ball. So, you know, it's a tough play. And, you know, if you're on the kicking team and you play it right, you try and condense that field there and kind of bump everybody in. So then maybe it does bounce off somebody. And, you know, and great job by Ebner and, you know, Marquise and Slater and those guys for really getting down there and covering that ball.
Dane, at halftime, your team trailing 24-0, and things just weren't going your way in the first half of that game. What was it like in the locker room at halftime?
The good thing about this team is there was no speeches needed. You didn't need, you know, anybody to really step up and say anything. It's just we all knew, you know, we all knew that we came out just bland in the first half, and then everybody needed to participate in the second half together, which we did, and we all stepped up.
Dane, your head coach in the overtime, Bill decides to take the win. How much was the win factored into this game tonight in terms of, I don't know, how teams were playing? Did you think the win was a major thing out there?
I think it was, yeah. I mean, just how, you know, Manning and Brady, you know, had to run the ball compared to throw it, whether it was against or with the wind and whatnot. And so, you know, it affected the passing routes, more out routes, more shallow routes. You know, if you're going against the wind, just like anything.
Speaking of going to the ground and having to run the football, no Sean Moreno in this game rushed for 224 yards. Was he doing anything special in this game, or what allowed for him to do that?
You know, he played a great game, and he followed behind his blockers, and, you know, I give all props to him.
All right, well, Dane, I gotta let you know about this one statistic here. Before I let you go, as I was just talking about before you came on, prior to tonight, there were 490 teams in the last 50 years of football in the NFL. 490 teams who have trailed by 24 points or more in a game. And only five of the 490 teams came back to win. So,
wow.
This win tonight, very improbable and very special, and I'm sure you'll be talking about being a part of this one for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, that when you can beat a team, you know, that well-rounded in this environment and down like we were at half, obviously I won't forget about this one.
Well, Dane, congratulations on the win again, and get some rest and get ready for Houston.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.